This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. I love garlic. Yeah, it can be a problem for some, but if there's ever a vampire around, you'll want me near you. For the first time, I planted garlic last October. For Zone 4 folks, the middle of October is a good time, after the first killing frost. If you live in Zone 3, then a couple of weeks earlier is sufficient. There are a lot of varieties of garlic, but the best type for our cold zones is a hardneck variety. They tolerate our climate conditions much better than the softneck type. Don't plant grocery store garlic. Garlic grows best in a sandy loam soil due to its texture and draining capabilities. However, I don't really have that, but mine turned out pretty darn good. Add organic matter to your planting area for optimum growing. A raised bed is a great option. Plant cloves pointy side up, about 6 inches apart, in rows about 24 inches apart. 3 to 5 weeks after planting, mulch your garlic bed with a 3 to 4 inch layer of straw to keep temperatures more moderate. The cold isn't the problem, it's the ground heaving that can push the bulb out of the ground. You can remove the mulch in April. Watering is most critical from mid-May through June, as garlic has a shallow root system. For hardneck varieties, it's recommended that you remove what's called the scape once it starts to curl. I have pictures on gardenbite.com to show you what that is. I planted Elephant Ear, Dugansky, and Deerfield Purple. Go to gardenbite.com for more info, pictures, and what my favorite was. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.